On New York Institute of Technology Week, eat less and exercise more? Not always. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joanne Donahue, assistant professor of osteopathic manual medicine at the New York Institute of Technology, looks into a specific case where this may hurt some athletes.
While many gym-goers believe that eating less and exercising more is the best formula for losing and maintaining body weight, it may actually slow metabolism and eventually cause weight gain. Undereating is common among recreational female runners, but many don't realize it can create too wide a gap between caloric intake and expenditure. This poses a problem for female runners who often face societal pressure to maintain their physique. Female runners now make up 43% of marathon finishers. It's at an all-time high in the U.S. Yet most studies of female runners consist of the professional and elite, not recreational runners. With this in mind, we recruited 21 female recreational runners in their early 20s, both middle distance and long distance, and analyzed energy expenditure versus caloric intake. Each runner self-reported daily food intake and the mileage ran, while researchers measured resting metabolic rates. Our results were surprising. While caloric intake was similar between the two groups, with both only eating slightly more calories than required by their resting metabolisms, the long-distance group had a lower resting metabolic rate. Although the long-distance runners exercise significantly more, they consume the minimal energy required to perform basic functions, such as breathing and digesting food. This creates a greater deficit between calories in versus calories out, which puts the body into a starvation mode and slows the resting metabolism in order to conserve fuel. These findings suggest that restricting calories can actually hinder fitness and weight maintenance goals in the young female recreational runner. But much is still unknown about the recreational female runner as she ages. We propose further research regarding the impact of running on metabolism, body composition, and hormones throughout the female lifespan.
That was Joanne Donahue of the New York Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.